This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner for today's DJV program. It's I'm not sure what the word is. I guess I was searching for a word here as I was thinking about all of the high-profile noise being made about the latest COVID thing. Let's celebrate something, okay, because that's not something to celebrate. Let's celebrate, ladies, the end of the Atlantic hurricane season. How about that? Woo-hoo. As of the 1st of December, the hurricane season is officially over. It starts in June.
They just up and leave.
Right. They've had enough of the earth, so I'm going to go somewhere else. On the plane last night,
I was watching... This cost us $63 billion, so let's hope...
$63 billion in damage?
Yeah.
Right. See you later, alligator. There's a new Apple show that I was watching on the plane last night coming back from Hawaii that's called Foundation. Have any of you seen that? Look at it. It's about the world in the future and what happens. It really reflects. It's a book by Aldous Huxley that reflects on where we. It's really pretty current. It's a little thought provoking. Well, maybe a lot thought provoking. Maybe that's why they're doing it. I don't know whether I always think that just putting stuff on Apple, as a matter of fact, I think it's very impractical, but that's a different discussion. The main thrust of the television show is the future of intergalactic life and how, in the future, we have civilizations that are controlled by one planet that affect 300 other galaxies. In solar systems and stuff. Really, it's very provocative in the sense that it controls that this new entity controls the weather, controls politics, controls lives, pretty much controls everything. There's human existence and there's other sort of existence that's robotic but yet seems human. And so as I look at this thing called the hurricane season, and I think about the earth, and maybe because I've traveled so much in the last week over oceans and over land, I've been fortunate enough to see, even though I didn't when I was done with my traveling, I think I felt like my stomach was left somewhere other than where it was when I started the trips. But seeing the earth, this island of Kauai, and the way that the volcanoes shaped the island, and the way the weather has, after 300 million years or so, has chafed away at the surface of the island, you see how much Mother Nature, if you will, how much the weather affects the planet and its objects. And the fellow who was doing the helicopter tour said that in another 30 million years, the island will not exist. It will have been eaten away by the weather to the point it'll be a sandbar like Midway Island is, or some of the other farther Pacific islands. I just thought that was fascinating. And then we will have new islands that will have come about in the next few million years because of the volcanic action and the plates changing underneath the planet. And so we think about our day-to-day existence here, and we think about how we are affected, as Victoria just said, all the billions of dollars worth of damage that's done in the here and now. But the hurricanes that have come and gone and the other weather influences that have come and gone, they affect us in our lives, but they don't really affect, they affect the planet, but they don't really, do you know what I mean? It's just one of those, it's just another thing.
Well, that's not true, because with erosion and there's permanent damage that's left all along the East Coast where I am from that, especially from Hurricane Ida.
But that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. The fact that we have these things that happen to us and we think that they're big deals, they're not really. They're big deals for us, but they aren't big deals for the planet. The planet has existed and continues to exist and shows the wear and tear of the weather and other influences on it, but it doesn't really, somewhere or another, it
I disagree with that because NASA has been involved a lot more in the last two seasons of hurricane season, and NASA scientists, for the first time, instead of looking out at space more, they're looking more at the planet and working with NOAA, and NASA scientists and astronauts have been spotting real damage and real, like, permanent damage.
But I'm not saying you and I are saying the same thing. No, you can disagree.
I don't know what you're saying, because you're saying that it's not affecting the planet.
It is affecting the planet, but it's not. I didn't say it wasn't affecting the planet. What I said was that the long-term, long-range impact of it won't. The day-to-day things that happen on the Earth, the weather, the hurricanes, the freezing, the thawing, all the stuff that will affect us as humans, they affect the planet, but they don't affect it in the same immediate way. There are millions and millions and millions and billions of years of experience that the planet has had, and it continues to change. So we think, and we know, that it affects our lives, but it doesn't really affect the planet in its the longevity of it. It does affect, perhaps, the day-to-day. We all are concerned, or most of us ought to be concerned, about the sort of waste and stuff that we dump into the ocean. The ocean doesn't seem to be able to handle it as much, you know, as we would like to think that it could. But it'll burp and fart, and it, you know, the stuff will go away because the planet is like a living. It is. It's like a living being, and it shows the scars of what we're doing that you can see from space and, you know, elsewhere. But you know, just flying in a helicopter into the ravine, into these big canyons. That existed, that have been eaten away over time. What it looked like at the beginning and what it looks like now is entirely different. I don't want to belabor the point. I just find it fascinating that all of this stuff, we pay attention to it because it affects our lives and our future, but it doesn't really affect long term. The planet's going to do what the planet's going to do.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, then. That's what the NASA and NOAA scientists have said, that they can see permanent damage that's irreparable. So it is. It's like saying...
What does it mean, irreparable?
It's like a person... I heard one of the NASA scientists liken it to a person walking around with stage 4 lung cancer. It looks like you can see the person, and you can go, yeah, well, they can walk around or whatever. But when you really look at what their lungs are really doing, it's a very... It is permanent damage, and it is irreparable, and there are plenty of things that, like I said, the difference of what NASA's doing now, which I think is really interesting, is because these astronauts are seeing the effects from space. That French astronaut who called in from space to the COP26 climate change summit, you know, he said just in the last 2 years from the International Space Station, he can see where storms have left permanent damage. And he said you can see it from space. So I guess you and I just disagree on that. But
yeah, I think
it is permanent damage.
Permanent.
But
I guess we have a different definition.
Well, it won't be. It's not reversible. Let's call it that.
Over billions of years, it'll change. I know you don't. When you have a position on something, you don't like to have...
I'm only basing it on what actual NASA astronauts and scientists say and NOAA scientists. I am not one of them, but...
All right, yeah, I understand that. What was meant to be?
I know you don't like to talk about climate change. I know it's a trigger for you for some reason.
No, it's a trigger for me because I think it's become like a religion. I think it's become the focus on it is meant most of the time to make money and not to advise people as to how to live a better and respect the planet and respect other people. I think it's become this whole big, huge industry. I just kind of like the COVID thing has become a whole big industry. And whether we fall into that trap, I guess I look at it as a trap because I think that we react to things instead of act.
But
we don't.
I think your point is is the point that things are going to change and that things can be irreparably damaged or things will change, but that the planet is bigger than we are and that the planet is going to continue to live and breathe and change and adapt and do what the planet has been doing all of these years.
Yeah,
that's kind of what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, that is
kind of the argument about whether or not...
Obviously, I didn't do a great job of explaining it that way.
isn't there a whole theory that man cannot kill the planet because the planet will save itself and kill man first?
Yeah.
I've never heard that theory.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Yeah,
it sounds very sci-fi-y.
Well, that's kind of, you know, there's a stuff floating around here about the space junk. I think it forced the astronauts to delay their spacewalk because of all the stuff floating around in the, you know, that's it.
We're sending
right
our
now.
Junk to space
here and
now.
I mean, the Chinese, thank you to the Chinese.
Well, the Russians, too.
For their doing.
And look,
okay,
look
well, the Russians,
America
all
has
of our
been
friends.
In space. Yeah, America's been in space since the 60s. We've got plenty of junk that we've left up there, too. We're not excluded.
We're not
from
shipping
that.
It to outer space, which is what it looks like the Chinese are doing. It looks like they're aiming to.
Well, the Japanese are trying to actually collect it with those big nets that they're trying. I mean, that's mm-hmm. They haven't really been successful yet, but at least they're trying something.
Yeah, and that's part of the whole.
And then what
business
do they do with it?
Yeah, right.
Well, instead of having it floating around and you know and damaging the space station, which it has been damaged several times now by floating debris, they collect it all, and I don't know if they destroy it in one. They're working. I think actually NASA is working on destroying debris. They're testing it out. I think it's at the Arnold Air Force Base. They're testing out how to actually blow up debris in space.
Ooh. That sounds like fun. Sounds like a game, right? Doesn't it sound like one of those, what do they
Atari
have?
Atari games from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly, yeah. Where's the joystick? Boom, bang, boom. All right, 18 at the hour. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. All right, so the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, I always love these notes from them, Jennifer, upheld California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. I'm sure that's something that the folks that listen to your radio station, KRLA, in Los Angeles didn't care much for. The gun rights groups are... Yeah, go ahead.
It's just
what
so
are they
silly
doing?
Because, well, the ban has been on these high-capacity magazines. It's been on for, I think, probably over a year. There was some court challenges to it. And whatever, the courts are going to rule, and I guess we all have to abide by it. But the stupid thing is crime is on the rise, and the bad guys are still getting all of the stuff that they want to perpetrate those crimes. So it's just a penalty against good, responsible gun owners.
All right, there you go. 21 after here.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay and Victoria. That is Horn and Kirshner and Keelan. How's that?
We just, sounds like we're a law group.
You put the last names wherever you want them. Okay, so we have something I'm going to address here because I think it's important to address it, given the fact that when this whole contest was put together, or when the works promotions and stuff that go with it have been on this program for, what, 3 or 4 years or longer? How long have we been doing these things?
At least four, right?
Yeah.
I've been here
right.
A little over five, so yeah.
Right, okay. So the elephant in the room is a discovery from one of our alert listeners, and I'm proud to have this person who's not happy with me. And I don't blame you for not being happy with me, frankly. All of us are human, and so what I understood, and I give the tools when I get them to my guys to use, and I usually look at these sorts of things myself, so I'm caught a little off guard. And I'm not home, so I can't look at the stuff, and the ladies don't have any. I have somebody looking into the fact that these things are all made in China. And if they are, it will be the end of the promotion. The company is headquartered in North Carolina, and that's what I knew about them. And it was, it's easy enough for me to have checked it, and I didn't because of the connection that I was told was North Carolina. I don't even remember asking the question, frankly, which is unusual for me.
It's different when somebody gives you something. It's a little different to check it out. And I know we should all do better. But what I'm saying is you're really good at, when you're buying something, asking where it's made. But I think it's something you don't even think about when someone hands it to you. And, it's smart that we have a good listener who's watchdogging all this because obviously it matters to this program.
Well, it does. Who was it that pointed that out to us, Jay? Do you have the listener's name just out of curiosity? Did the listener identify him or herself? Yeah, who was it?
Yes, our friend Tammy Grieve.
Okay, where is Tammy?
Tammy is...
Did she enter the contest?
Listed.
No, okay. Did she... Not important where she lives. Did she enter the contest or she just saw... She had to look into it and see that... The stuff is made in China.
She did not enter the contest.
Okay. All right. So I'll put it to a vote here. The three of you, we have four votes. And so the three of you, and we can put it to the list. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I do make a big deal out of it because I don't want to do business with China.
We all talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very hypocritical. And when Jay sent this to me yesterday, I was like, oh, man. Like, I know Doug does not know that stuff is made in
I would never have done this. Right.
Yeah,
I would not have done
right.
it.
Right. So
it's my slip-up, my faux pas, to be sure.
Well,
so,
I mean, it's, you know, like you said, you don't open the tools, right? Because it would say made in China on the box. So
right.
if you're just using the tools themselves, I don't, and you can go and check today in your shed. I don't know if
yeah.
it says it on the actual tool, but,
yeah.
Well, probably
does. I don't, I'll look to be sure. But if it is, if that's the case, then I will not continue doing this. I suppose maybe until we check it out, if we've gone through it. For this week and people have entered, I don't want to disappoint the people who have
Well, you've also promised. I think we have to give away this round, don't we? I mean,
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There are a lot of people who this is not a priority for them and that might need these tools. So they want to give them away for a Christmas gift or something like that.
All right. So anyway, now that we've said that, what are the rules? Just re-inform people as to are we getting as many entries as we did last week, more entries? Because it's kind of a nice open contest in that sense. So how are we doing on getting entries? And once people realize now that we've talked about it, maybe they won't enter anymore. That could be it, too.
Better odds for the people who have, right?
And it is a heartwarming ask. It's tell us what this time of year means to you.
Yeah. And so
you're
getting
some. Enter.
Yeah. Okay. So let's continue it, and we'll fulfill whatever happens this week, and then we'll figure out in the next 24 hours what the right thing is to do moving forward. But I have no reason to doubt that this woman isn't telling us what she saw and what she knows. So bad on us that we didn't figure it out, because I wouldn't have done it had I had paid close attention to this thing. So thank you. 28 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at simplysafe.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Not all navigation apps are created equal. Nexit doesn't just focus on the destination, but also on the journey. That's because Nexit predicts where you're going and shows you only relevant next exits, with businesses and amenities that meet your needs while on the road. You may want a pet-friendly hotel, ice cream for the kids, and the cheapest gas. And so Nexit will find you a highway exit along your route with all of these. I caught up with Nexit's CEO, Randy Carpenter.
We want to fill in the gap, understopping the enjoyment, the preferences along the route. It's about direction. It's about relevance. It's about multi-search, multi-brand, multi-price. It's tailoring the trip the way you want it. And the more you use it, the more it knows you.
Download the free Nexit app today from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. That's Nexit.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The alleged gunman in the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting is set to be tried as an adult on one count of terrorism causing death and four first-degree murder charges. Authorities announced the charges against 15-year-old Ethan Crumley on Wednesday. Crumley, a sophomore, was previously flagged by administrators for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. A meeting with school officials and Crumley's parents was conducted the same day as the terrorist attack. The CDC and health authorities in California confirmed the first case of COVID-19 linked to the newly discovered variant Omicron in the United States on Wednesday, saying an individual who recently returned from South Africa tested positive for the strain. The case was detected in San Francisco, California.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A graduate from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Pennsylvania Senate primary candidate Dr. Oz on Newsmax, says when you mix medicine and politics, you get politics.
I think if I look back in my life, the realization that my parents as immigrants were welcomed by this country, which afforded opportunities unimaginable to other places, and which of course led to my success directly, is something that generated a debt. I want to repay my debt. Yes, all those things you said are true, and I've had a blessed life, but it's because I am an American living in America, and I want to repay that debt by running for public office. It, no matter what happens, it's worth it because I owe the country that. And I'm going to be a public servant. I do believe choices should be ours. I've taken on big pharma, I've taken on big tech, I've taken on big agrochem, and I've got scars to prove it. You witnessed me go through some of these trials and tribulations, but I cannot be bought. I'm passionate about this because I know that if I serve the people of Pennsylvania and this country wisely, I can make a difference in addressing some of the crises that we're all witnessing, you know, the erosion of American values that viewers probably are nodding their head yes, because we all see it right in front of us, but we're unable to empower each other to react. My candidacy is about that very reality. You know, I'm my own person. I don't want to be put in the box. I'm very proud of who I am. But I do respect what the Trump voter is feeling, which is they recognize that someone stood up for them, someone took hits on them, someone fought for them, and they want their turn. And as a doctor, I'll tell you, when you mix politics and medicine, you get politics.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Gloria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner fashioning our conversation about what's going on with what is going on. How about that for a concept? Ooh. So, Jennifer, it seems that Max Scherzer, has, how do you pronounce his name? Scherzer. No T. Mm-hmm. Scherzer. Okay. He's shattered baseball's record for the highest average salary, agreeing to a $130 million three-year contract.
He's dead.
Not. He's dead, too.
Now, wait, did he leave the Dodgers and went to the Mets, or yeah. Didn't he go somewhere else first? Wasn't he like...
No, he was the Nationals pitcher.
The Nationals,
Yeah, he came to the Dodgers for just a few months, actually, in their run-up to the postseason, and it sort of burnt out his arm. He was really pitching away. And now the Dodgers, I think they wanted to keep him, but the Mets made him such a huge deal. I don't think the Dodgers thought it was worth it because he's an older guy. Not that that should matter very much. Well, you know, he's in his late 30s.
Exactly. 37,
So you figure three years of pitching. Well, look, believe me, I'm not throwing stones at a 37-year-old. I'd like to be 37. So, so he's going to go to the Mets. And it's, you know, I've decided I'm giving up Twitter because the Dodgers have a lot of free agents. You know I'm a diehard Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep losing them. They lost Corey Seager now. He's going to the Texas Rangers. Chris Taylor is still on the market. There's a lot of people that need to be signed by the Dodgers. They just don't seem to be doing it.
But all the people that the Dodgers are losing are getting these monster salaries. So I guess they follow
million.
The money.
43. He's 37 years old. His average earnings on a yearly basis since he was born, $10 million a year. $43 million to throw a baseball. How many times, what, the average pitcher pitches 12, 13, 14 games? Yeah, it's really hard.
Julio Urias, who is one of the Dodgers' best pitchers, who's kind of an unsung hero, he was the only pitcher in baseball to win 20 games. So, that. But yeah. Now the pitchers these days are kind of wimps. I mean, no offense to pitchers out there. But it used to be, even in the 80s, I mean, I can remember, God love him, Tommy Lasorda would burn the heck out of Fernando Valenzuela's arm, because you'd go and you'd pitch at least 8 or 9 innings, and then you had someone who came in and closed for you.
Now there's a whole new science to it.
Now they've got all the metrics, and so it's like, we're going to pitch this guy to the fourth inning, and then we're going to bring in this guy, and he's going to pitch three batters, and then they're going to bring in someone else. I mean, it's very measured, and the gut instinct of baseball is sort of gone, which is a bummer because it's
all computerized. They have all the pitchers and what their records are how fast they throw the ball. The Mets were paying him the Mets have the highest payroll. Used to be the Yankees did, but the Mets now 196. The Dodgers spend $261 million. I think the Red Sox are pretty close to that, too.
Yeah, the Mets don't. I don't think the Mets have the highest payroll in baseball. They're third.
If they do,
they're doing it wrong.
But they have the third highest now. My husband's a diehard Mets fan, so I hear about this stupid stuff. Yeah, so they have the third highest payroll now because that new owner, Steve Cohen, is a billionaire financier type, and so he has increased
the
payroll.
Team.
Yeah, so they are now in third, I think, behind the Yankees and the Dodgers. Yeah,
look at the ownership of all these teams, the people that own the Red Sox, the people that own the Patriots, the people that own the Dallas Cowboys, the people that own outside of cities like Kansas City, where it's a medium-sized market, the people that own the teams look at how much what was the name of the family that owned the Dodgers when they went from Brooklyn to... They owned him for a long, long time. It's like Walter somebody or other. Who was the owner? You remember of
yes,
the Dodgers?
I do.
Yeah, it was something like that. And so,
I hate when my brain freezes up.
The amount of money these teams are worth, and it's because not just of the people that go see them, that pay for the seats, but it's also television rights. Now streaming rights, all of the things that they sell are ancillary. What's O'Malley?
O'Malley's.
Right, the O'Malley thing.
It
was O'Malley. So anyway, it's just there's so much money in all of this stuff, and now with betting that has become legal, it's even more valuable. Wasn't there something about the Dallas Cowboys maybe being the most valuable team at $3 billion.
They always are, even though they're not that good. For whatever reason, they're the most valuable franchise
in Texas,
in the world.
Football is like the god.
Well, yeah, but they also sell so much merchandise, and they have licensing agreements, and they have so many other sources of revenue other than having a winning team. So, it always kind of blows my mind that every year on that list that all the sports writers put out, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in the world, which means some of the soccer franchises over in Europe, the Americans don't pay attention to it for the most part.
They're very
valuable. those teams are so valuable, and yet the Cowboys still win.
They do.
Not games,
But it's just under the circumstances. Is it because I always get when I say what I think about football. And that if you let your child play, you're an irresponsible parent. If you encourage your child to play football, I always get hate mail from Florida, Texas, Ohio. those are the states where it's just big time stuff. So anyway,
Alabama,
Scherzer, yeah, right. So he lives in West Palm Beach, Mr. Scherzer does. Maybe he listens to us on his two or three stations. WTTV,
Jen, you want to tell him how much you don't like him?
I can't believe you left us, you weirdo. Two different color eye freak.
Oh, she went low blow.
Bingo, bango. All right,
just
so here
kidding.
We go.
I liked Max Scherzer when he was there. He's a good right. guy.
So what?
And good
is...
luck to the Mets.
Boom. So what do we need to know about? I see the World Health Organization in the last 24 hours has advised people who are my age to not go to not travel anywhere. A little late for me, and I don't. I'm not going to pay attention to this anyway. Because of Omicron. I was talking to my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. He lives in Tel Aviv.
I love that you've turned it into a tech company. It's not Omicron. It's just Omicron.
Omicron. Right. Yeah, but it does. Doesn't it? You're right. Doesn't it sound like a tech company? It kind of does. That name is kind of sounds like a tech company.
Yeah, creepy sounding.
Yeah, it is creepy sounding. And also, speaking of creepy, the World Health Organization advising people not to, people who are vulnerable, and just because you're old, apparently, according to the World Health Organization, you're vulnerable, which is something I, as somebody who's a, who's...
Well, it's really not just...
I'm a modest middle-ager. That's what I call myself. A modest middle-ager. Yeah.
Middle-age? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a modest middle-ager.
Okay. Sure. So right. if you're over 60, that's what this advisory is for. But it's really more about if you're over 60 and you have comorbidities, if you have diabetes, if you have heart issues, if you have, you know,
if
lung
sick.
Issues. Like, it's... Yeah. Well, but even if you're not sick, I mean, my mom is a type 2 diabetic. My dad has a pacemaker. They're not sick, but they would fall into this category that they should not be traveling. That's what the warning is. Who knows? A month from now, it could just not be anything, or it could be worse than Delta. You know, we just don't know.
Well, I think it's not going to be worse. My gut tells me that this is
your gut didn't tell you anything about Delta either, so I don't know about your gut.
Well,
I think your
antigen
says live your life. You've got to live. People have to live their life. You have to live your life. Do what you have to do to protect yourself.
But I love how Doug says stuff is his gut feeling when it's really just what he wants to do. It's his brain telling.
That is my
but
gut.
If you put it out there into the universe, sometimes
it's his vision
here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
thoughts
his vision
are
board.
So on the plane last night, I finally realized why I had an earache. I've been wearing a mask for the most part for the past week.
Oh, it hurts your ear, doesn't it?
And it hurts your ear. Right, exactly. And I
have
an earache.
You got to get the adjustable kind. What kind of mask are you wearing?
Well, I actually had a couple. Brendan gave me one when I was here last week, and it is the adjustable kind, but I've been saving it. So I was using one of those other ones that I had that is just a strap around your ear. Anyway, the FDA is backing Merck's COVID pill. We've been talking about this for, last month or two. The antiviral pill developed by Merck is going to treat adults who are at high risk of becoming very ill if they get COVID. Is that kind of what, reading between the lines, you got to get it before you get the pill? You don't
Correct.
Need the pill.
It's not
going to prevent it.
No.
It's
but this was a very close vote from the FDA advisory panel, and it was 13 to 10. And the reason that it was 13 to 10 is because Merck came out with their own studies saying that it prevented, you know, people from being hospitalized by like 90-something percent. The UK signed on immediately with Merck. They were like, yes, we want that. Now it turns out when the FDA did their own testing on it, it's really only, it reduces risk by 30%.
Yeah,
and so it's and so Pfizer is in the wings now with their own pill, and according to their data, that their pill in clinical trials reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%. So we'll see once that hits the FDA panels and they start going through their own testing, we'll see where that ends up. But that's a huge disappointment for Merck. The stock took a big dive.
Yeah.
Because when you go in promising 90-something percent and it's really only 30, what's the point of even taking the medicine when you can wait for, you know, Moderna or Pfizer to have their own pill?
With regard to what's going on in Africa, apparently the analysis at this point, now everybody's looking at Africa, South Africa and its neighbors, Mozambique and Botswana, all those countries that are... You know, that are neighbors and seem to be showing signs of having this Omicron.
Omicron.
Omicron. Yeah. I'm going to put an M in it because it sounds...
Well, you've done it already, so a lot of people have. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, apparently in Africa, there has been a... This is, I think, sort of... We here in America get this, the vaccine skepticism. There's a lot of apathy, and there also is a lot of hesitancy among the people who live there. It's Namibia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, All of these countries have not done a good job because of the skepticism. Is it the same as we have here in the United States, or is it different?
Well, I don't
know. Maybe.
I mean, their governments are so corrupt. I mean, they're
right.
Not in every case, but they've had it. It's not. I mean, from everything that I've read, it's not just skepticism from the people. It's, you know, the lack of resources, the lack of money to purchase all of the vaccines. That's why all the other first world countries are donating vaccine doses to African nations. But the thing about, like, with Omicron, for, you know, and I know I've seen a lot of people talking about this now on social media, which is important. It's very lazy reporting for news media to just say, new variant from South Africa. It's not from South Africa. It was in the Netherlands before it ever reached South Africa.
Right.
And so South African scientists are the ones who discovered it. They've sequenced it, the genome. They're so far ahead of what, you know, people think. I don't know. Americans have a very distorted view of Africans.
Well, I think
Africans.
The world does. I think the Western world has a distorted view.
Yeah.
About
so it's lazy
South Africa,
reporting.
Yeah. So
there.
What else is new?
I know. It didn't start there, though.
No. And it's interesting because I also on the plane yesterday was watching the Tarzan movie about the exploitation. The Tarzan part of woven into the thread of the movie is the exploitation by the Belgians of the African continent. And that, you know, has been going on between the Dutch, the Belgians, the British, let's see, who else has been? French. They cut Africa up, and that's one of the reasons there's been many problems as there are today between the tribes still, because of the ongoing confusion and mess that was created by the Europeans. So here we go one more time.
Colonization has wreaked havoc everywhere.
Yeah. 12 before the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with Grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So is the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it. Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. He has some disturbing news for those of you who like muscle cars. Dodge is going to discontinue. Well, let me go through the list maybe of all of the discontinued cars. I think one of the things I saw this week also that attracted my attention, Mr. Nickster, is there was an article someplace I saw about where cars get their names. I remember going back to, remember Pontiac was an Indian chief. Imagine if there were still Pontiacs around now, would they have to change the name of the car to something else because it's disrespectful to Indian chiefs or whatever? It was Cadillac is the same thing too, though, right? Wasn't Cadillac an Indian?
Yes. Right. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. So
it may well be.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the cars, if you know, you talk about the cars being discontinued, the Dodge Charger, that's a good name for that car because it really has lots of get up and go, right? Let's go get 'em.
Yes, especially on Black Friday. A lot of people charging today.
Yes, that's true.
Either into the store for good bargains or to their credit cards or to their debit cards.
Did you ever buy a car on a credit card?
I did, yeah, because I got the points, and then I, you know, paid cash to the credit card. But, you know, if they're giving away points for something, why not cash in for the points or charge it? That's what I say, and then pay cash right afterwards, and then cash in on the points. The Charger, Tim Kaniskas, who is the head of the Charger brand, and I sat down at the LA Auto Show and had a chat. And the chat involved, look, I mean, it's got to go this way because this is just the way of the world. And he said, we're definitely not going to let the muscle car go away, or that sort of power and that incredible, what America is known to love, that incredible power, that incredible sort of two-door experience. We're going to keep that. But he said, with the V8 engine just isn't going to be made anymore. So we're going to turn the muscle car into an electric car.
Oh,
and he said,
God.
I'm, Yeah, it sounds horrible, but he, listen, this is a guy that grew up selling these his whole life, and he is an incredible dragster. He can drive these cars. He does everything himself. I mean, he's a fun guy, but he's determined not to let it go away. And so he's going to take lemons and make lemonade. And he's responsible for things like the Hellcat and this sort of thing. So he's absolutely determined to keep some form of fun around there. And even though the companies are being forced to do this because of regulations from around the world and trying to green up the world, he's determined to have some kind of muscle car. So next year, early next year, they're going to show what the electric muscle car will be like. And let's see if he fails or loses.
It's such a ruse, though. At least at this point it is. Yeah, down the road we have more solar energy, and if people are smart enough to go back to nuclear energy or wind or whatever it is, that actually really does account for most of the build of electricity. But right now, most of electricity is still being fired by fossil fuels, coal, gas, oil.
Right.
So if you think you're saving the environment, if you want to drive an electric car, that's fine, and get caught out in the middle of nowhere with no place to plug your car in, that's good. You go ahead and do that. But if you think you're saving the environment by buying an electric car, you're silly. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like this. I've got my V8s. I've got my gas cars. I know how to, you know, fix them. I know where they are. Everyone can go ahead and go experiment with this. If it doesn't work, I know what I've got. I know where I'm getting it, and I know how to drive it, and I'll just keep going. And then they can go back if it doesn't work. You know, good luck. If it does work, well, fine. But I'm all settled. You've got your tractors. You've got it. It works for you. Everyone can go play in this. And if it doesn't work, then I'll join. If it doesn't work, then come back. If it does work, then I'll join you. I mean, that's how I look at it. Because at this point, if I fight it, I can't fight it as a single person.
You go
play in your sandbox. And if it works out, I'll come join you. If it doesn't, come on back. That's how I look at it.
So I see you've got on your website cars that are going to be discontinued. You can discontinue all the Volvos because they're made in China or by the Chinese now. There's a Chinese company. Forget them. What other cars are being sent down the road?
Interestingly enough, most of the cars we're saying goodbye to, apart from one or two, are pretty expected. You know, there's things that we knew sort of would never work. But Honda Clarity, I mean, most people, I say Honda Clarity, they're like, I don't even recognize it. And, exactly. And BMW's i3, that abominable little box of an electric car. But the Land Cruiser was one that's going away just because they were at $96,000. And everyone was like, yeah, well, of course, $96,000 for it. But it was a great car. So.
Buy a Range Rover if you're going to do that. Okay, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here on the DJB program, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.